We are learning in the book, The Writings of Baal HaSulam, Volume 1, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, Item 17, page 109. Again, Introduction to the Book of to the Writings of Baal HaSulam.
This introduction gives a general overview of all of creation, of our attitude toward creation. Rabash really loved it. He really liked delving into it and reading it. And he showed many answers to questions I've asked in this introduction, and therefore I've chosen for us to study this introduction.
The Writings of Baal HaSulam, Volume 1, page 109, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, Item 17. From the above, we thoroughly understand the third inquiry we asked, that when we examine ourselves, we find ourselves to be as corrupted and as contemptible as can be. But when we examine the operator who created us, we must be exalted, for there is none so praiseworthy as he, as becoming of the operator who created us, because the nature of the perfect operator is to perform perfect operations. Now we can understand that our body, with all its trifle incidents and possessions, is not at all our real body. Our real, eternal, and complete body already exists in Ein Sof, infinity, in the first state, where it receives its complete form from the future third state, that is, receiving in the form of bestowal, in equivalence of form with Ein Sof. And if our first state necessitates that we receive the klipa, shell, of our body in the second state, in its corrupted and loathsome form, which is the will to receive for oneself alone, which is the force that separates us from Ein Sof, so as to correct it and allow us to receive our eternal body in practice, in the third state, we need not protest it. Our work can only be done in this transitory and wasteful body, for one does not correct that which is not in him. Thus, we are already in that measure of wholeness worthy and fitting of the perfect operator who has made us, even in our current second state. This body does not blemish us in any way, since it is destined to expire and die, and is only here for the time necessary for its cancellation and acquisition of our eternal form.
Maybe
again or quite. Read it again.
So again, the Writings of Baal HaSulam, Volume 1, page 109, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, Item 17. From all the above, we thoroughly understand the third inquiry we asked, that when we examine ourselves, we find ourselves to be as corrupted and as contemptible as can be. But when we examine the operator who created us, we must be exalted, for there is none so praiseworthy as he, as becoming of the operator who created us, because the nature of the perfect operator is to perform perfect operations. Now we can understand that our body, with all its trifle incidents and possessions, is not at all our real body. Our real, eternal, and complete body already exists in Ein Sof, infinity, in the first state, where it receives its complete form from the future third state, that is, receiving in the form of bestowal, in equivalence of form with Ein Sof. And if our first state necessitates that we receive the klipah, shehu, of our body in the second state, in its corrupted and loathsome form, which is the will to receive for oneself alone, which is the force that separates us from Ein Sof, so as to correct it and allow us to receive our eternal body in practice, in the third state, we need not protest it. Our work can only be done in this transitory and wasteful body, for one does not correct that which is not in him. Thus, we are already in that measure of wholeness worthy and fitting of the perfect operator who has made us, even in our current second state. This body does not blemish us in any way, since it is destined to expire and die, and is only here for the time necessary for its cancellation and acquisition of our eternal form.
You see, no questions, everything's clear. That the first state and the second and the third states, all these three states are interconnected. One cannot exist without the other. That were it not for the corrupted first state, then there would have been no, we wouldn't have had the ability to express our work, our exertion, and then we wouldn't have reached the third state where everything's corrected, but where we are already included in it, are a part of this correction, therefore the state of correction that exists already, it doesn't flaw the first corrupted state and the second state that's going through the process of correction, because all of these states have to be this way. Otherwise, we, the creatures, wouldn't exist. We wouldn't have been included in creation. As it says in the Zohar, that the Creator created this great big palace but has no guests. He needs for everyone all these different kinds, and with that come with their chisaron, that can't, and everything. Specifically, out of all of these questions and corrupted desires, do they reach a state where they can give him contentment that he has who to give what he has? He has a tower full of abundance and plenty, but no guests, no one to receive. Therefore, all of these states, the first, second, and third states that we're scrutinizing, this is all in order to really produce the correct kind of work, to create the correct state, all of us together, toward the Creator, and by this we grow and become like Him. Latin is asking, Latin 6.
La creación es a partir de la ausencia. Algo que falta
un... Creation is out of absence, some emptiness, some void, and what the created being wants to return to the Creator, to return to equivalence of form, to give him contentment.
Kavana le aspía, intención de otorgar, es parte de... Esta ausencia, o es parte de...
Is the intention to bestow part of the absence, or is it part of the what exists?
No, the intention to bestow didn't exist. This is all in all what we acquire throughout the 6,000 years, throughout all of these degrees of correction. And now, Latin 2.
Latin 2.
According to the text we read, what is the acquisition of our eternal form? What does it mean to acquire our eternal form?
What do we acquire? Eternally, the form of bestowal. What's it? What do we acquire? Eternal. That's the and in this form of bestowal, we feel like the Creator. We attain what the Creator attains. We really rise to the level of the Creator by acquiring the quality of bestowal. So there has to be the corrupted goof body for us to acquire the quality of bestowal over it, and in it we will reveal the form of the, will attain the form of the Creator that will clothe upon us and will be like Him, become like Him, and that's called the adhesion between the creature and the Creator. So there has to be a corruption, there has to be a shattering, there have to be the different degrees of preparation and different states where we don't know, don't understand, even though the third state exists already to begin with. And from it actually come or unfold the first and second states, from that third state that exists already in advance. But we have to go through all of these things, otherwise we'll have no kli, a true chisaron, up to the point where I'm included of everyone. Kazakhstan.
There's a feeling that I want the feeling of love of the Creator. It's clear we have to undergo a process, but how will people all over the world go through it? Do they need recognition of evil?
Everyone will receive what they need according to the root of their soul, just like you weren't in this before, and now you're already on the way. The same with other people that weren't in this, but tomorrow they'll be. As it says, the small shall become great. PT 3.
Barasulam writes that we are corrupted. He's breaking up. He's breaking up.
I didn't hear what you're saying. Today, there's something with the sound that it's simply impossible to hear anything. Barely, barely. Repeat, Vlad.
When we look at ourselves, corrupted, as Barasulam writes,
No, I can't hear you. I'm sorry. Maybe we'll try someone else. Kiev. Kiev when?
Yes, dear teacher, you talked about the root of the soul that exists in itself. When we connect with the friends in the ten, we are included in one another. How is this melting connected to the root of the soul that you talked about?
We all come from one root, from the same root of Adam HaRishon, where we're all included together. We don't even understand what does it mean to be included together. Also the question of what is Adam HaRishon before the sin, from the start, where he was one, and how afterwards he divided, broke into many, many pieces, that it's the upper light that entered him that way. The Creator entered the creature, and by the power of the uniqueness of the Creator, he broke the creature. And then the creature, by going and correcting the force of the shattering, he as if, on the one hand, he expels the Creator from him, the creature. He drives away
His will to receive, instead of that, he wants the will to bestow. As if the Creator gave him the will to receive, the creature disagrees with it, and instead of that, wants the will to bestow. And that's called, my sons have defeated me.
When I want to assemble this soul of Adam Rishon, reassemble it, so I have the 10, my friends, I'm included in them, and I'm asking for them. At the same time, there are questions asked by other friends. How do I connect my connection with the 10 and what's happening in the world Kli? Other questions. I have to come out of my 10 and be included there, or do I have to be included through the 10?
Everything's in the 10. Everything has to be scrutinized in the 10. And only this way. Moscow, 3.
If the third state already exists, it means that my soul exists in its final state. So it turns out that everything is done from the perspective of the Creator with regard to me. So I get influence from the soul that is in the correct state. If I match it in my direction,
correct, true, yes. The Creator comes from the words bo'u'e, come and see. That's waiting for us in the third state where we receive the first and second states. And we always measure ourselves in relation to the third state. No. That's enough. Don't overdo it. I'm sorry. There are other people, and I have to ask everyone. Asia.
I don't understand the second state. Is this the state of restriction to draw the reforming light and correct the Kli?
Kent?
Yeah, true. Asia, you have any other questions? No. Okay. So, Florida.
Yes, Rav. The third state, is that when we can't make a move without the intention to bestow? And on what do we rely on to reach that great state?
Only on what we have. That we have the broken kelim and we have the reforming light. That's all you need. Let's continue. Item 18.
Item 18, page 109 at the bottom. This settles our fifth inquiry. How could it be that transitory, wasteful actions would extend from the eternal? According to the above, we see that indeed we have already been extended as is fitting for His eternalness, eternal and perfect beings. Our eternalness requires that the klipa of the body, which was given to us only for work, be transitory and wasteful. If it remained in eternity, we would remain forever separated from the life of lives. We have said before, in item 13, that this form of our body, which is the will to receive for ourselves alone, is not at all present in the eternal thought of creation. For there we are in the form of the third state. Yet it is mandatory in the second state in order to allow us to correct it. We must not ponder the state of the rest of the beings in the world besides man, since man is the center of creation. as will be written below in item 39. All other creatures do not have any value in themselves, but to the extent that they help man achieve his wholeness. Hence, they rise and fall with him without any consideration of themselves.
Shilot.
Questions?
And Shilot, can?
No questions. You better read, don't ask.
Item
18 again or 19?
Can.
Shuv Yudhet.
Yeah.
18
again. It says, read twice, explain once. So let's do it. Again,
the writings of Bala Sulam, Volume 1, page 109, item 18, in the introduction to the Book of Zohar. This settles our fifth inquiry. How could it be that transitory, wasteful actions would extend from the eternal? According to the above, we see that indeed we have already been extended as is fitting for his eternalness, eternal and perfect beings. Our eternalness requires that the klipa of the body, which was given to us only for work, be transitory and wasteful. If it remained in eternity, we would remain forever separated from the life of lives. We have said before that this form, we have said before in item 13, that this form of our body, which is the will to receive for ourselves alone, is not at all present in the eternal thought of creation, for there we are in the form of the third state. Yet, it is mandatory in the second state in order to allow us to correct it. We must not ponder the state of the rest of the beings in the world besides man, since man is the center of creation. All other creatures do not have any value in themselves, but to the extent that they help man achieve his wholeness. Hence, they rise and fall with him, without any consideration of themselves.
All right.
Item 19. With this, we settle our fourth inquiry. Since the nature of the good is to do good, how did he create beings that would be tormented and agonized throughout their lives? As we have said, all this agony is necessitated from our first state, where our complete eternity, which comes from the future third state, compels us to go either by the path of Torah or by the path of suffering and reach our eternal state in the third state. And all this agony is felt only by the klipa, shell, of our body, created only to be perished and buried. This teaches us that the will to receive for oneself in us was created only to be eradicated, abolished from the world, and be burned into a desire, and be turned, into a desire to bestow. The pains we suffer are but revelations of its nothingness and the harm in it. Indeed, when all human beings agree to abolish and eradicate their will to receive for themselves and have no other desire but to bestow upon their friends, all worries and jeopardy in the world would cease to exist. We would all be assured of a whole and wholesome life, since each of us would have a whole world caring for us, ready to satisfy our needs. Yet, while each of us has only a desire to receive for oneself, this is the source of all the worries, suffering, wars, and slaughter we cannot escape. They weaken our bodies with all sorts of sores and maladies, and you find that all the agonies in our world are but manifestations offered to our eyes to prompt us to revoke the evil klipa of the body and assume the complete form of the desire to bestow. It is, as we have said, that the path of suffering itself can bring us to the desired form. Bear in mind that the mitzvot, commandments between man and man, come before the mitzvot between man and the Creator, since bestowing upon one's friend brings one to bestow upon the Creator.
Queens. Hello, and Queens.
Queens. Ah, no. Queens don't have a question. Be'er Sheva.
Be'er Sheva.
Be'er Sheva.
Good morning, Rav. Well, Kli, my question here is in the middle. All those sufferings are only on the klipa of our body.
On the will to receive. Once you elevate the will to receive to in order to bestow, you feel no suffering, no torments.
And the loss of a dear person, is this the klipa of the body?
Again?
The loss of a dear a person close to me, is this also a blemish on the will to receive?
This unrelated to spirituality.
It's not part of a person's soul, how it's built, the process of overcoming?
No, there is nothing about it. If someone passes away, he does. He simply gets rid of all of his problems. That's it. Queens.
Hello, Av. The reforming light. Does it stem from the third state?
True. True. Latin 4.
Rav, I wanted to ask, what is the third state?
The third state is the final correction.
Bulgaria.
Bulgaria.
Привет, Рав. Мы говорим, что не уничтожаем эгоизм. И надо только покрыть его.
Да.
Здесь...
Hello, Av. We say that we don't...
Уничтожается.
Зе ото довар. Зе ото довар.
It's the same.
Зе. Латин PC.
Латин PC.
Латин PC.
Cuando alcanzo la percepción del tercer estado, entonces ya no necesito un cuerpo corrupto, o siempre necesitaré un cuerpo corrupto para avanzar.
Shafel, o ani tamid itzach gufa shafel bishvil itkadem.
Gufa shafel mitbatel, ki ze ratzonot lekabel.
The lowlier turbid body is annulled because these are the will. This is the will to receive in order to receive. And instead of it comes the eternal body, the desires in order to bestow, and this something else. And this is why we say that what was disappears and there's something new instead. Kiev 2.
There's a will to receive that becomes a desire to bestow. Who are we? he uses the word we, us. So if the will to receive completely disappears and instead of it appears a desire to bestow, then who are we?
We are those who have an ego on the inside, but upon the ego, but the ego has received the correction, a tzimtzum, masach, and ol chuzer, and therefore our ego works differently. It's not that it disappears. It disappears from its previous form and reaches its new form, which is called to invert, v'nafochu, that the entire will to receive turns into the will to bestow. This is how our ego inverts. It's called that the angel of death becomes the holy angel. The force of evil becomes the good force. Nothing disappears and nothing was created just so. And you can't say about anything that it's needless. Everything's necessary. Africa.
Rav, the conversion, is it just about Tzimtzum, Masach, or Jose? Or is there something more to it? The conversion of the nothingness that Bala Sulam is talking about to the third state of the end of correction.
Repeat, please.
In the article that we read, Bala Sulam talks about the will to receive, which is nothing. So my question is, conversion of this nothingness to the third state, which is the end of correction, is it just about Tzimtzum, Masach, and Ohoze, or there's something more to it, please?
Lo.
No. Tzimtzum, Masach, and Ohoze. That's it. Okay. Niv.
Item 20?
Yep.
Item 20. After all that we have said, we come to the resolution of our first inquiry. What is our essence? Our essence is as the essence of all the details in reality, which is no more and no less than the will to receive. But it is not as it is now, in the second state, which is the will to receive only for oneself, but as it stands in the first state, in Ein Sof, in its eternal form, which is reception in order to bestow contentment upon his Maker. Although we have not yet reached the third state in actual fact, and we still need time, it does not blemish our essence whatsoever, since our third state is necessitated from the first. Thus, all that is bound to be collected is deemed collected, and the need for time is regarded as a deficiency only where there is doubt whether one will complete what needs to be completed in time. But since we have no doubt about it, it is as though we have already reached the third state. And that body, too, given to us in its present corrupted form, does not blemish our essence, since it and all its possessions are to be completely eradicated along with the whole system of tum'ah, impurity, which is their source. And all that is bound to be burned is deemed burned, regarded as though it never existed. But the soul that is dressed in that body, whose essence is also purely a desire, but a desire to bestow, which extends to us from the system of the four worlds of Abiya of Kedusha, holiness, exists forever as it is written in item 11. This is because this form of a desire to bestow is an equivalence of form with a life of lives and is not in any way exchangeable. This matter will be completed below from item 32 onward.
Questions?
No, Tel Aviv.
Tel Aviv.
Rav, the second state, at what point does it start? After the breaking or before Prina Dalet is restricted or?
What is the second state? Correction.
Yes.
So the correction's done after the shattering. In our state, what is the second state? That we come to the group and we study, and then gradually, after many, many years, we start the correction. When you start rising to above reason, then you begin the correction. Before that, it's all a preparation for the preparation. PT
19. Yes, Rav, I wanted to ask, where is our root, the root of our soul, in the first state or the third state?
The root of your soul is in En Sof. And what states does it go through? It's all up to you.
Because it's really confusing, this whole thing. The first state, the third state, it's like the future comes before the past.
So what? What do you care? Let it all fall into place. The main thing is that you do what you have to do today. That's it. And all the rest, so they revolve. That can change. It'll all change and take on the correct form. You don't need to know these things right now because you're not there yet. It'll become clear to you. Now, you understood something, or something went in, and gradually it'll settle in. These are only informative matters. USA Midwest.
Yes, hi, Ralph. I'm curious about the second body part that it says will pass away here. I thought earlier he said that the body was the will to receive. The body's not the will to receive here. The body that's dying is not the will to receive.
The body is the will to receive with the intention of in order to receive. That is about to be canceled, and instead of it will come a new goof in order to bestow. The desires, they remain the same, only their intention changes.
New York 1.
New York 1.
New York 1.
The feeling of time appears in the created beings because they feel the third state simultaneously, the three states?
The feeling or sense of time has nothing to do with our time. A sense of time is only the order of corrections that we go through. Latin 6.
Querido Rab, la forma para que la gente comprenda que a través de la conexión entre nosotros será la forma.
The way for people to understand that connection between us is the way to achieve correction. Does it depend on the surrounding light that we draw through the connections between us, the friends of Bnei Baruch? Is it important that as part of Bnei Baruch, that leaders will go out from Bnei Baruch to lead the world, as in company CEOs or university professors, politicians, intellectuals?
God forbid, no. God forbid. Anything but that. We have to be spiritual leaders. Spiritual, and not philosophers and all kinds of different heads of states and all those spiritual leaders.
where these spiritual leaders, that they will determine the degrees, the thoughts, the actions, the standard for all those that are managing society, for all of the managers of society, meaning we have to be like this upper spiritual system that is above all those that are managing the world, all those different, well, how to call them? Yeah, ministers, managers, different, of different kinds. All in all, they're operators. But they have to know how to take our message and in practice to deliver it to the people. Sure, they're going to work together with us and everything, but here we don't really have to manage all of these things directly. Maybe some of our friends will be in these positions, like ministers, managers, but the gist of our work is to be on a higher level where we talk about the ideology, about how we have to come out of our previous state and reach the next one, and every time to upgrade humanity to a more and more integral form. Belarus.
In this excerpt, I heard that the end of the soul is that the essence of the... I couldn't understand what he's asking.
Yeah, the souls exist in the worlds of Bia, and only for the purpose of a higher correction do they rise to Atzilut. But that's later, not now. Ita 2.
Rav, il nostro obiettivo come studenti è quindi arrivare al secondo stato.
Our goal as students is to come to the second state in order to begin the correction.
Again. Repeat, please.
Il nostro obiettivo come studenti è quindi arrivare al secondo stato per iniziare la correzione?
Our goal as students is it to come to the second state in order to begin the correction?
Of course, we have to be in the second stage or state in order to reach the corrections. Our goal is the third stage. Yeah. Matzava Gimel. New York 4.
New York 4.
New York 4.
What is the meaning of what Parasulam writes, that the will to receive exists as in the first state in itself, that the will to receive exists in Ein Sof, in the first state?
Of course, yeah. Without the will to receive, the concept of Ein Sof wouldn't exist either, because it's all based on the will to receive. Kazakhstan.
Thank you, Rav. To continue the question of Andres from Chile. When we disseminate our ideology, often our explanation about the implementation, do we have to explain that as well, or will other people implement it?
We'll talk about this. It's not simple. Haifa 3.
I have a question. Are all the world wars in our world, in our imaginary world, the material world, are they not a result of the wars between spiritual camps that are rivaling, vying for the superiority?
Yeah.
Continuing item 21. Do not be led astray by the philosophers who say that the very essence of the soul is an intellectual substance and that it only exists through the concepts it learns, that it grows through them, and that they are its very essence. And the question of the remaining of the soul after the departure of the body depends entirely on the extent of concepts it has acquired, until in the absence of the concepts, there remains nothing to continue. This is not the view of Torah. It is also unacceptable. And anyone who ever tried to acquire knowledge knows and feels that the mind is a possession and not the actual possessor. But, as we have said, the whole substance of creation, both the substance of the spiritual objects and the substance of the corporeal objects, is no more and no less than a desire to receive. Although we said that the soul is entirely a desire to bestow, it is only through corrections of reflected light that it receives from the upper worlds, from which it comes to us. The meaning of this clothing is thoroughly explained in the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Yet the very essence of the soul is a will to receive as well. And the only difference we can tell between one object and another is only by its desire. For the desire, in any essence, creates needs, and the needs create thoughts and concepts so as to obtain those needs, which the will to receive demands. As human desires differ from one another, so do their needs, thoughts, and ideas. For instance, those whose will to receive is limited to beastly desires, their needs, thoughts, and ideas are dedicated to satisfying that will to receive in its entire beastliness. Although they use the mind and reason as humans do, it is, however, enough for the slave to be as his master. And it is like the beastly mind, since the mind is enslaved and serves the beastly desire. And those whose will to receive is strong, mainly in human desires, such as respect and control over others, which are absent in the beast, the majority of their needs, thoughts, and ideas revolve solely around satisfying that desire as much as they can. And those whose will to receive is intensified mainly for acquisition of knowledge, the majority of their needs, thoughts, and ideas are to satisfy that desire as much as they can.
למלות להם הרצון הזה בכל מילואו.
שאלות.
Questions.
נריה.
בוקר
טוב. Good morning. In order to upgrade humanity, people have to change. How do we do this?
על ידי צרות.
Through problems. Troubles. That the upper light that wants to fulfill us and raise us to a higher degree, therefore it shines upon us and our vessels aren't ready, and therefore we feel how unsuited to the upper light we are, and this feeling in us is expressed as suffering. And we try to do something, so we either run away or advance or shout or cry, but one way or another,
the upper light that has to give us all the plenty and abundance, if it shines upon our vessels that aren't ready yet, this imparts bad upon us. We feel it as bad. To begin with, from the Creator comes only good. That we see it as bad, that this is how we accept it. It's like a little child with his mother. She wants to do good to him, and he says, Mom's bad. What can you do? That's how it is.
How can we promote it in hastening it?
Promote it? The wisdom of Kabbalah tells you how to. Through studying, disseminating, adhering to the friends, turning to the Creator. Go ahead. The saddest? Ita 3.
Sì, Rav, c'è tanta gente che adesso capisce, anche professori universitari capiscono l'interdipendenza.
There are many people who understand, professors at universities, they understand the connection. They understand about the need for connection. When do we come to a state where we can talk about relationships? If when we come to talk about these relationships, there seems to be a block. Why is it so difficult to understand this degree? There's a block when we talk about unity and connection.
It's not hard at all. Open your heart, and it's not going to be hard. It's hard because the heart's closed. That's it.
Focus group.
Focus group.
Focus group.
Focus group.
Can I ask a question about current events? A question from the internet. An Afro-American person was killed by a cop in the U.S. As a result, there are many riots, violent riots in the U.S. Is this something that should worry us?
It's a sign of how still we're not reaching humanity with the correct and right kind of explanation about what should be the correct form of connection. What's the correct form of the correction? It's a problem. We have to see this actually as our miss. Any bad thing that happens in the world, that no matter who feels bad, it could be a thief that couldn't steal something. It could be a good, nice, great person who wants to give out millions. Doesn't matter what. If they don't succeed, a baby that cries, everyone, anything and everything, we have to understand that it is our problem, that any bad thing that is revealed in reality, this is our problem. We can already turn this bad into good. We can prevent rather than cure. And then the blow will seem as pleasure. Info.
Can you hear me, Sadal?
Yeah. Okay. Does it sound good?
No.
Okay, a few updates. We'll begin with saying that everything I update, again, we're reminding again, because on Sunday the whole world's connected, so if we can so show the slide, these are links. No, not this one, the one with the links. Yeah. Everything that I say every day and everything that happens in the organization and its broadcast is on these links. They are sent to everyone and will be sent again. And we will update them again on Sviva Tova. Only with these new links we work. These are the updated schedules. You can erase, delete all the previous links. You can delete them so there's no confusion. Now we'll move on to today's schedule. Today we will meet for the noon lesson. Recorded noon lesson, Pticha lesson, at 1:30 until 2:30, afterwards Rav's webinar from 4 to 5, afterwards the world gathering of friends from 6:45. Note that the writers' meeting that's happening today is not broadcast. We explain to all those who are interested, it will be archived It will be uploaded to the archive, but it will not be broadcast live. So a few hours after the writers' meeting, it will be uploaded. You're invited to download or hear it online, but it will not be broadcast live anymore, but will be uploaded to the archive a few hours later. Right, I want to add about microphones. Again, we have this problem with microphones, and we all have to pay attention to it. So what we want to ask is from everyone, before you go on live, check with your 10 that your sound is good, that you're not too close or too far from the microphone. It just disturbs and distracts all the friends who are connected to the lesson. Today we had more than 2,000 people connected to the lesson. So all those who had sound problems, or yesterday there were kids behind people's backs or whatnot. It's just irresponsible. Let's take responsibility for the broadcast. Let's show that we are representatives when we ask a question. And let's make sure in the 10 that we don't make these mistakes. So everything begins with the small things. And a moment before we go into the song, another update concerning the writer's meeting. The writer's meeting will not be broadcast on social media, such as Facebook and what we were used to connecting. And we were encouraging friends to connect through there. But those who do want to watch it live, those who do want to watch it live on Sviva Tova, you will be able to watch it live. And then it will be uploaded to the archive, but will not be on Facebook. So it will be broadcast on Sviva Tova. And now a song.
De fuerza para abrir bien los corazones cuando la luz asome, dejemos nuestra alma libre y llenaremos nuestros pozos que en el tiempo quedaron secos. Como el árbol crecemos con el brillo en los ojos. Dale, 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 ni volver a cumar le cava si una ale, bella jadale. A subir, unidos a subir, caemos y nos levantamos al fin. A subir, unidos a subir. Hay un rezo del corazón que quiere acercarse. Y dentro de él, a un hombre acurrucarse. יש תפילה של דמעות שפותחות שערי שמיים וקושרות הקצוות, עוד מעט נלמד לחיות.